Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
As an artist and as a person who wants to create and do something that expand my horizons in terms of learning and growth and connecting with people through music as well as on the intellectual side. One thing, the unfortunate side of it is that I had a very difficult life because one reason is I found myself attracting people who had a dark side. And I don't deal with people on the dark side, you know. I'm not involved in any. I'm not a criminal. I'm not a drug dealer. I don't hang out with people like that. I'm not with someone who's not well or something. You know, I like to be with healthy, good people. And the reason why I'm speaking about this is that with my songs. It's like an extension of me. It's part of who I am. And it keeps coming up, and I don't like to bring this up, that people around, you know, come near me thinking that I write a song and, you know, in my living room. And I played it. And these people were gossiping and said, oh, I'm going to be a songwriter for somebody, for them. And they never talked to me directly. Then I realized they were conversating that they had a copy of my song, and I'm like, that's impossible. How can they listen to something that I never released or released to the public? Now, I want to let you know that the ones that I did release to the public are published and copyrighted. The most important thing with keeping protecting my music is to send it to the copyright office. That's the most important one. That's just essentially the essential most important for release, because unfortunately in this day and age, to have these individuals or individuals think they have a right to steal, and they don't. Well, I'm bringing this up is that I don't know how they got a copy of it. It's impossible. The only way unless they can listen, look at my home, and you know that's a criminal act. As I point out with the alleged allegation, I don't want to bring that up either. That is a possibility, but it has not been proven. But if it is, it's a crime. Well, anyway, and that could be a possibility because that's probably the only way they can get it. Or maybe my song was too loud from the doors, which is not intended. As you know, it's my preference to do things by the book and show respect to other people, and that's through boundaries. It's also the reason why I talk about these issues on podcasts is because in relation to songs, if anyone who's listening to me and you wrote a song, my best advice to you is copyright it and protect it. My experience in living in this environment is that people think they can do what they want and they don't know what boundaries are. And when I talk about the songs, they think they said that they use my material. I did not write for anyone else and I did not sign anything away. One person, which is so diabolically dangerous, have said that they thought that I should plug away while they use whatever I write on the keyboard to steal, and they make money off of it. And that's a crime if they did, because they have no authorization to use any of the songs that were published or any of the songs that I released. If they could or whatever by true for honesty, coincidence, or whatever, have copies of songs that I haven't released, then they, that's still a crime. Stealing my songs or trying to step on me to get to the top, that is not how you make it in the music business, and that is morally wrong. And that's legally wrong. But these, again, are allegations. But still, when I hear in the music industry itself with several lawsuits, people as big as Led Zeppelin, as big as Prince, Madonna, as big as other artists, even, you know, Lizzo being sued or Taylor Swift, when I hear all these instances and so many settlements, it really is sad. Because nobody should be stealing other people's music unless you get permission. And some people have went to prison for this. It was reported that people have went to prison for fraud, for using someone's or getting someone's music illegally. So I am not going to get into that. And these people think that I'm some little person to step on to get to the top. That's not what it is. It's stealing. Anybody who steals a song that they did not write, they did not pay their dues. Bring basic common sense. They don't own that song. But I don't want to get into negativity right now. But this is my saying to you. If you write a song, if you play it like me, publish it and copyright it as soon as possible. It's yours. Now, to ladies and gentlemen, I know I speak about the topics that show negativity, and that's not my intentions. My intentions is that my environment, where I live, and people around me, give me good topics to bring up in relation to things related to the music business, as well as to basic moral character, which is essential in dealing with other people. If we're going to deal with other people, we have to be nice and respect their boundaries or what they have, not just take it and intrude or trespass, because that's criminal. I bring up the dark side because that's not the type of people that I want to attract to myself. So I dealt with trauma in my life. So I dealt with so much trauma, and what I learned when I was young is to stay away from people who had a dark side. It reduces the trauma. I had went through so many horrific things, numerous, and I wasn't as aware, but then I realized as I get older that I must be healthy and hang out with healthy people. Be positive and be good to everybody who comes to me directly or in general. And to hang out with positive people, because positive people bring positive consequences, tranquility, peace, and so on. One of the positive situations that I learned is also to create. I use these incidents to create. You heard my song that was released. I don't know if it's on. It's called Trauma, which is related to what I experienced through the rock music and the pop music of singing I Really and et cetera, et cetera. To all artists out there, if you wrote the song, you should own it unless you make the decision to sign it away. For me, it's part of who I am. While singing, playing keyboards or playing anything else, whatever I play, is so much a part of me and always will be. That's why I came to Hollywood, to make it an industry. It's part of who I am. The songwriting is also just as important because it's part of the extension of myself. It's connected to me. So I had to feel what I write. I had to know or to show what I can write. So when I write a song, I have to really sing it. If I'm going to sing it, I have to feel it. In order to feel it for me, I have to write it. Sometimes maybe I could write for someone else or sing someone else's song, but that's the creative process. Being respectful of those and being respectful of myself. But I mentioned about very big people, so many people who have been through a lot. It has been so many incidents in the history of songwriting theft and people losing their reputation and people settlements and people went to jail for it. It is not worth it. We don't just, you know, people want to make a buck, but they don't make a buck by stealing. You be in the industry because you have a talent. You have a talent to write, not the talent to steal. I didn't come in this to the industry to be stepped on for my music. I came to be an entertainer who created something that I genuinely wrote. And I know I heard and dealt with other artists. I dealt with so many artists who've written, and I always respected their work because I know I have a basic moral character to respect other people's work. Taking some music and getting money from it, from theft, it's just the same as robbing a bank. The evil is a criminal. We don't hang out with people like that. Unfortunately, I talk about these issues because I dealt with people on the dark side too much. I don't want to deal with somebody who's a dangerous person, a theft, a criminal, or a sociopath. That's not what you're supposed to be on this planet for. Whether you're black, white, or brown. I have dealt with people who looked at my skin color and tried to make me an example because of their dangerous and criminal motives. They have no responsibility but to do evil things. You gotta keep away from those people. Evil comes in all colors and shapes and sizes. And we must know that the world should be a good place. That's why I talk about that. These issues, because it comes to my attention. Why I do that, I am a creator and an intellectual. And the creative side is important to me. That's why I work very hard in my life to do the right thing and to create songs for you to enjoy. Here's a song that I've written. I hope you like it. And I've written it now. You know that, you know, I'm gonna play a song from my catalog that I have released. Before I play the new tidbits of the new one, so you should listen to that soon. Here's an old one that I played.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation. Yeah. I don't know how to get you to notice me, 'cause I am so shy, but I'm a real nice guy.
I really want to get to know you. I released that not too long ago. You can listen to it on Spotify, Apple, My music is everywhere. It was released to the public. I did was involved in that song, not just sing it. It was great to do it with another person because I collaborated with this person for years, and David is a great, has a gift. And so do I, you know. Collaboration is so, was so great. And making these little songs was so, such a joy. Now, here's a song I've written by myself. You can hear me talking, but it's just an audio, okay? So, here we go.
Exactly. I don't know how it happened.
But no, but it's fine.
So that is the melody of a new song I called. It's called You Will Make It, You Will See It Through, or something like that. I haven't decided when to release it. It's just in the beginning stages. I just made it improvising. Yes, I did copyright it. I sent it to the copyright office already. So if you have any music that you've written out there who's listening to me, copyright it. Publish it. I suggest anybody who's a songwriter, join BMI ASCAP. You should. Because a lot of songwriters or artists don't get recognized. They don't. Or, you know, so that's my stance. On my BMI account, I've written, it says 300 or something songs. I actually written thousands. Some of the songs I've written with bands, some we had an old man's copyright on some of it that has that even you know that I was involved in the songwriting and some of it has been lost. I don't know what happened to it. There's thousands of songs. Some songs was written by vocally, used my voice as an instrument. Others were just written with bands, lots of songs. There were some great songs that we've written, all kinds of different types of songs that have never been released. I don't know if they ever will be. I don't have those tapes. Okay, somebody else had the tapes, and that was a long time ago. I've written so many different songs. So it's important that the creative process of being a singer-songwriter or a singer-songwriter is the songwriting side. If you've written it, you should own it and you should protect yourself. The world is not a happy, fun, loving place all the time. It should be. For the most part, it is. But there is a complex, dark side that some people, you know, think that they have a right to steal something that they didn't write. It's about taking a dream, if you do that. Because if someone wrote a song, they played it, or they were involved in the music, or they wrote the lyrics, or involved in the music, the lyrics, etc. They wrote it. They should be compensated or should be recognized for their work. If someone takes something that they didn't write or didn't play, that's obviously that's a thief. That's evil. I believe in the foundation of paying my dues. I paid my dues many years over. You know, paying your dues is like writing songs and going to the studio, going out to sing, releasing it, whatever. That's paying your dues. The years of longevity. And to those who are creating, go for your dreams as much as possible or how long you feel you can deal with it. Because it's very difficult to be a music artist if you haven't been recognized. I know the fact. Not being recognized for work is difficult. But the rejections and the longevity of starving days and starving nights is very common. I lived it. Go for it if you believe you can make your dreams come true, and I hope it does. It does. But if you've written a song, protect yourself. You have to. So do I. And it's all my legacy songs. Good day, good night from Dove Night.